Good morning. Good to see y'all. Have you met the people at your table? Well, set your table up into teams of two or three people, okay? That'll be your little team that you'll do some exercises with, and then the other exercise will be with the entire table itself. So set up your team, shake their hand, then everyone introduce yourself as if it were 10 years ago. You just say, hello, my name is, even if they know them, and then to say, my job is, or my work is, or my activity is, and my family situation is, okay, as 10 years ago. Then later today, we'll have you do the same thing 10 years from now, so that we draw on both memory and imagination. Okay, just go ahead and set up your little team of two or three people and introduce yourself. Now this time, we'll have the table respond. And my approach is to invite you to teach the essence of what I teach you. And the subject is five reasons why learning by teaching is so powerful. And the teacher at your table is sitting right now at 6 o'clock. 12 o'clock is the front of the room. I see people squinching their chairs around. But don't feel bad, because everyone will have an opportunity. Okay, so 6 o'clock, you will have 1 minute to teach all five reasons. It'll take me several minutes. So you'll have to get to the jugular very, very fast. Okay? And by the way, good teachers often call on their students. So if you want to, you can just say reason one and then point to someone, two, three, or cover the five yourself. But you have to do it in 1 minute. Okay, here are the five reasons why it works. First, when you know you're going to teach, you learn better. Do you want evidence of this? Are you 6 o'clock, ma'am? Now look how she's taking notes. She's gone to work. That's why. This is called a paradigm shift. The fastest way to change a person's behavior is to change their role. Seriously. That's called a paradigm shift. When she sees herself as a teacher, she becomes a better learner. She'll pay more attention, she'll go to work. Do you have kids?
Yes.
Do they go to school? Do you ever get on their back to get them to do their homework? Yes? Okay, well, how would you like a double your money, surefire guarantee of turning your kids into top students without any form of external motivation? Okay, you already know the answer. What is it? What should they be doing? Teaching you. Right. You become their student. Do it regularly on a daily basis, and I'll guarantee you they will become top students. You know why? The intrinsic value of learning will become more important than extrinsic, what they get from it. No more bribing, no more threatening, no more getting on their cases. All you do is one-on-one have them teach you what they're learning in each of their classes regularly. You watch. Within a few weeks, they will become top students, and you'll never have to be on their back again. How many have already learned in your life that when you teach is when you learn? I walk around a lot and enjoy interacting with you and your questions and your issues, your real life, real time concerns, okay? And push back. Challenge me, because then we can have a real lively discussion and get at it. I'm not just up here doing my stick. I really believe in spontaneity and openness and a lot of interaction. Here's some data from the research of William Glasser. We learn 95% of what we teach. See, this is why your children will become top students. They will really learn the material. However, that learning is mostly intellectual. It's like being able to regurgitate something. How do you make learning so it becomes personal and internal? It comes only from the doing. To learn something but not to do it is really not to learn it. Particularly the kind of material we're talking about today, because this will have so much practical value on a day-to-day basis, not just at your work, but at home. It's in the application of the ideas. So, if this idea that I'm talking to you right now has real merit to you, not only at home, but at work, in that you make sure that the water gets to the end of the row, so that when you give instructions or give explanations, those people are expected to give those same instructions and explanations to others until the water gets to the end of the row and the last person comes and teaches you what you taught the first person. See what I mean? So that everyone has the same understanding. It's a very difficult thing to do. Seriously, if I were to start a message here, it would not make it around this table. It would not. If it was a message of real substance, you would find that everyone would listen from within their own frame of reference and in some way change that message. And by the time it got to this gentleman, it would not be the same. That's the third reason why learning by teaching is so powerful. It increases your capacity to listen. The second reason is it motivates you to live it, and that's where you really learn it. The third reason is it increases your capacity to listen. Because look, you're now listening within my frame of reference. You can actually hear how hard listening is taking place right now in this room. People are really making sure they get all five ideas. The fourth reason is it legitimizes change. For instance, let's say that I was the supervisor of this group right here at work. And none of them see me as a good listener. In fact, they frequently talk about how I have my mind made up, I pretend to listen, but I'm not really listening at all, and they cannot get through, and that everyone kind of agrees to that. Now watch. Tomorrow, I come to them and I say this. Wow, I had an experience yesterday. I came to realize I'm not a very good listener. Yes, they all say inside themselves while they're saying this. You know, it's going to be hard for me to learn this. I was always listening within my own frame of reference. I really am going to try to work on it. Could you help me? Give me feedback. Tell me when I blow it. I mean, they'll see you in an entirely new light. The old image will dissolve and be replaced by someone who's trying, who doesn't claim to be perfect in listening, and who wants feedback. It enrolls other as your support team. You couldn't do that yesterday. You literally couldn't. You know why? You haven't had a significant learning event. They'd say, what's going on here? What just happened? You know, I don't believe this. But if you come back tomorrow, after a very significant learning event, you can say, let me share with you some of the things that I learned. Not with the intent to shape them up, but what you're learning. One of the things I've learned is I need to learn to be a better listener. And to not interrupt, not pretend to listen, and not prepare my reply, but to genuinely be open to your influence. See, that can be done tomorrow. You couldn't have done it yesterday. That's why it's so important to take advantage of a significant learning experience. It literally will make changes legitimate. And the fifth reason is it's bonding. It deepens the relationship. You'll feel that as we go through this teaching process today. as you learn and listen from each other. You will draw closer to these people. Even though you think you know them well now, you'll know them better at the end. And some strangers will become friends to you. Good luck, 6 o'clock. You have 1 minute. You have to cover 5 reasons. Took me 10. On your mark, get set, go. Okay, good. Let's hear it for 6 o'clock. Okay, how many tables covered all 5? That's very good. Excellent. Now, you thought 6 o'clock was good. Wait to hear 3 o'clock. Are there any questions about learning by teaching? Yes, ma'am. Motivated to live it.